Take me back 10 years or so ago, because you were playing in the OPJHL and then onto the Ontario Hockey League. Here you are starting the first year of a multi-million dollar contract. 10 years ago, did you think that this would be where you are?
No, I can't say that I honestly did 10 years ago. Pretty much in those days, it was more to get, looking to get an opportunity to get an education maybe, or just get something positive out of hockey. And then as you go through junior, you don't really believe until you get the phone call that you have a pro contract or a pro tryout. And then, for me, I wasn't drafted, so just to get a contract was really exciting. And then it was funny, my first couple of years, I was just trying to stay in the American League, to be honest, because, it was a lockout year and all that, so the opportunity to go to the American League was huge for me. And then after that, getting the call for the first time, that's when I truly believed that, okay, I can play in the NHL. And it was a long road, but the past, I think, couple of years, my confidence has grown, and as you get older, that happens. And I think now I'm at the point where I expect it out of myself to try and push and be a top player on our team.
The whole mom side of my family is from Owen Sound. You played there for 2 years. Tell me about playing in that town, and it is a hockey city.
Yeah, it's a fun little town to play in. Everyone pretty much in the whole town follows the team, and that's, I think, where I caught a big break, because I came into an organization. I was an 18-year-old and got a really good opportunity through our GM, Mike Fuda, and Mike Stutters, who was the coach at the time. They really took me in and taught me a lot about being a pro and how to be a pro, and met some great people in Owen Sound, my billets, Rob and Joan and all that. It was it's a really great little town to live in, and they really follow the team, and I was happy to see that that organization took a huge step this year by winning the OHL.
When you finished your Ontario Hockey League career and you were undrafted, how did the Calgary Flames come calling? How did you become a free agent signing with them?
Well, basically, I was getting together my university package, and I was going to go to a local university here in Toronto, and Tom Webster contacted my agent and said, we're looking at signing Mark, and we just want him to come out to a summer development camp and go from there. And my agent at the time, obviously, he said I had maybe an option or two, but not many. Maybe a couple more teams would be interested. But I thought it was a good opportunity. Went to the prospect camp, and I think seven of us signed at the same time that year. And it was just one of those things. We didn't sign any big contracts. We all pretty much signed the same contract. And it was Daryl said to us, he said, if you guys show that you can play, we'll give you every opportunity. And I respect him a lot because he stuck to his word.
Flames defenseman Mark Giordano's with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You mentioned that year, the lockout year, when you played in Lowell in the American Hockey League. It's funny, a friend of mine talks about you glowingly every time she ever talks about you, but talks about a time she was at a bar in Calgary talking to Tom Rowe, who was in with the Carolina Hurricanes, and knowing that he was your head coach in Lowell, asked, and this is before you had broken in regularly with the team, and he said, man, you know what? We look at this guy, and we saw him in Lowell, and we knew he was going to be an everyday NHLer. Tell me about playing in Lowell. Tell me about Tom Rowe and that 1 year with the Lock Monsters.
Yeah, that was that was a real eye-opener for me the first year, my first year pro in Lowell. We were on a split team with Carolina, and Tom Rowe was a real hard-nosed coach, and he expected a lot out of everybody. It didn't matter who you were, if you were a regular NHL guy to a first-year guy like I was, and it was a real eye-opener just going through his practices and his video and everything he expects it. Out of players, it was great. He's a great coach, and I have to give it to Scotty Allen too, who is our assistant. He's another hard-nosed guy and a hard-working guy, and they really showed showed a lot of us down there that, you know, the main thing, I think, is hard work, and then from there you let everything else fall into place. But without the hard work, I don't think too many guys succeed in pro hockey. So that was a good eye-opener for myself, the first year pro in Lowell.
05-06, you get the call-up from Omaha when you're playing with the Flames affiliate. Then 06-07, you get the half-season with the Calgary Flames. Tell me about your first experiences in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, my first call-up was against St. Louis. I got called up. Daryl called me and said, you know, I had made the All-Star game, actually, in the American League, and he said, you know, Gio, we don't want to take that away from you if you have that set in your heart to go play in the All-Star game, but we want to call you up and let you play in a few games. And obviously, it was a no-brainer for me. I wanted to play. And I think my first experience, I was a little green. I was sort of it was sort of nerve-wracking for me, and I didn't have that confidence, and it showed. And you know, a couple of games later, Daryl called me in and said, you know, we're going to send you back. We still think you need more time, and he was right. It was a bit nerve-wracking being up and as a rookie there for my first couple of games, and then I got called up at the end of the season again, and I felt like I had a lot more confidence then, and it just carried over to the next season. And the next season I was up for you know, the better part of the season. I think I played a few games down, but it really your confidence really does grow and get better with experience. I think the first few games it's just like you're in awe almost and afraid to take those opportunities that you should be taking.